today is gonna be a good day.
This is Start Living Right with Maya Nassar on Virgin Radio Stars.
Today we're going to be finding out more about this amazing initiative that took place this past weekend on August 10th in honor of World Scuba Diving Day, where a cleanup took place from the south to north of Lebanon all along the Lebanese coast in collaboration with 26 diving centers. I'm here joined by Lisa Sofian, who's the president of Swim Initiative, and Naji Shrabiye, who's our own general manager of Virgin Radio and a professional scuba diver of more than 30 years, having worked with National Geographic. Hi. Hello, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you today?
We're good. What about you?
I'm great. First of all, Mabruk for this amazing initiative and this wonderful collaboration between Virgin Radio and Swim Initiative. Tell us more about how this idea came along.
Yes, Maya, it was a glorious day yesterday, really. I felt it was a real blessing. All the Lebanese people, they forgot about everything, all the crises they are going through, and they united around the environment.
So the idea started with
SWIM. That the first year we founded SWIM, we did a south to north campaign, which was called It's Your Sea, Keep It Clean. For 8 weeks, we did beach cleanups and open water swimming to spread awareness. So after 4 years, we wanted to do something else from south to north. We came up with the idea that on the World Scuba Diving Day, we needed to do another event that will unite south to north, a synchronized diving underwater cleanup, and in parallel with it, some beachfront cleanups as well.
And also raising awareness so people know that they should protect the sea and take care of our environment. How did the day go?
It was an amazing day, actually. It started very early. All the people who were responding to our call, they all were there ahead of time. So the diving centers, they all were ready for the beautiful day that we organized. And the beachfront cleanup, we had a big crowd in four locations, around 150 in Beirut, El Manara, 150 in Tripoli, El Mina. We had 70 in Amshid, and around 100 in Byblos.
Wow. Is it the first time that something like this happens in Lebanon?
The first time that you have synchronized diving center doing the underwater cleanup with the beachfront cleanups. And four cleanups at the same time, we never did that.
And what was the purpose of such an event?
The purpose was to spread awareness, more awareness among people. You know, people do not know about the harm they are doing to our environment. We want to spread an awareness by spreading knowledge about the harm that they are doing. So we want them to be more conscious about marine conservation, the importance of ecosystem to the sustainability of our lives, and also keeping our country clean is something really noble.
Right.
And it secures the sustainability of our life and it sustains the beauty of our country.
Absolutely. So well spoken. Thank you so much, Lisa and Naji, of course. We'll be right back with Lisa Sofian, president of Swim Initiative, and Naji Shrabiye, the general manager of Virgin Radio and also a professional scuba diver for more than 30 years. If any of our listeners want to get in touch or support Swim Initiative in the meantime, how can they contact you?
They can contact me on my personal number. It's 961-322-0470. They can also check us on Instagram, which is Swim Initiative, and website, which is www.swiminitiative.org.
Thank you, and we'll be right back. Show me what you got now.
Start Living Right with Maya Nassar on Virgin Radio Stars.
We're back with Lisa Sofian, who's the president of Swim Initiative, and Naji Shrabiye, who's our general manager here at Virgin Radio and a professional scuba diver of more than 30 years. He worked with National Geographic, and we're going to continue talking about what happened this weekend on August 10th in honor of World Scuba Diving Day, where a cleanup took place from the south to north of Lebanon in collaboration with 26 diving centers. Hi, welcome back, guys.
Thank you.
So, Naji, how did Virgin come on board with Swim Initiative?
Indirectly, thanks to you. Because Elisa was here for an interview on, I guess it was about the beach cleanups. Mm-hmm. You introduced us. One thing led to another. As we were talking, she found out about my background in scuba diving.
Right.
I learned more about Swim Initiative. We used to do almost every year small beach cleanups in Beirut. Diving site cleanups in Beirut. Mm-hmm. But we never used to go very public or very large.
They were like private cleanups, maybe.
It is with our dive center in Beirut. Mm-hmm. So I work with the Riviera Dive Site Diving Center. And
right.
We used to do casual cleanups every year. Mm-hmm. So brainstorming with Lisa, the whole project grew much bigger and bigger. And we said, okay, let's do the impossible. Let's unite every dive center in Lebanon, north to south, and clean mm-hmm. up all the diving sites. Every dive site has its own challenges. Probably one of the bigger ones is close to AUB on
That's
the Corniche.
The biggest?
It's the most famous because it is very large, it's very wide, and most people go there. It's kind of protected in the sense of even on a wavy day, you can still dive there.
Oh, right.
And it's because it's next to the Corniche, you know, so there's a lot of people there.
Right.
But that also means there's a lot of garbage there because people throwing garbage from the Corniche into the sea.
And you mentioned you were diving for 4.5 hours, which is very long time
Saturday,
for a scuba diver.
I was with the team. All dive centers participated. My personal club is Calypso, mm-hmm. but every dive center did their work. But we started at 8 a.m. We ended around 1 p.m. We had help from the fishermen.
Right.
So the logistics would be, we take... you know the bags that you buy, the large onion bags?
Yeah.
The ones where water can seep through?
Right.
So we buy hundreds of those. And mm-hmm. then we kind of divide the area underwater into different zones. Mm-hmm. And we have dozens of divers per zone. We pick up the trash from underwater into the onion bags. We gather them in one spot. That spot has a buoy floating up on the surface. The fishermen, they come, they load those bags. So there's divers taking the bags up to the fishing boats.
Right.
Then the boats load them back up to the marina where Ramco would come and pick up the garbage for recycling. I think just from the AUB area alone, we had over 1 ton of trash.
Oh, wow.
1 ton from underwater.
And what challenges did you face while you were doing this?
One thing that stuck in my mind, and this is where education plays a big part, mm-hmm. is... literally, we were putting some of these garbage bags, some of these onion bags full of garbage onto the fishing boat. And we see people sitting on the beach throwing garbage into the sea while looking at us.
Oh,
and they're
wow.
like a few meters away. We were actually saying, you're looking at us. Cleaning
the garbage, your garbage.
Cleaning the garbage from the sea, and yet you take a trash bag and throw it into the sea.
Yeah.
So it's all about education.
And raising awareness.
Raising awareness. And if people could see what is underwater... there's two contrasts. There's garbage underwater, mm-hmm. but then there's the amazing marine life.
Yeah.
People don't know that Lebanon has amazing marine life. Lebanon is, they call it the land of the turtles.
Oh, wow.
Every dive you see dozens of turtles. They're everywhere. Mm-hmm. But yet, you have no idea how many turtles we try to save every month. Either they have plastic stuck in them or some rope tied around them, or some of them have ingested a piece of, plastics or so... it's not just about protecting the marine life, because the water comes back to us as mm-hmm. human beings.
Right.
So whether you're swimming in dirty water or indirectly the kids are playing in the beaches.
Yeah.
So it's our responsibility to educate the new generation that take care of the environment.
Exactly.
For us, for the humans, and for the marine life.
For everything, for Lebanon, yeah. for our families, our children.
And that could... Lebanon can have great ecotourism. Lebanon has great nature, has great trees and rivers and mountains, but people don't also know that Lebanon has great diving sites.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that this whole campaign was about. It's in Arabic, Ta'akhtos bilibnan, come dive in Lebanon.
Come discover.
So experience everything in Lebanon, the nature, the food, the lovely people, the events, and the scuba diving.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much, Naji. Lisa, if any of our listeners want to contact you or support Swim Initiative, how can they reach out?
So they can call me at 9613-220-470. Or DM me on my Insta account. It's Swim Initiative. Or they can reach out by
website.
The website. It's www.swiminitiative.org.
Thank you, and we'll be right back. Show me what you got now.
Start Living Right with Maya Nassar on Virgin Radio Stars.
We're going to continue finding out more about an amazing initiative that took place this weekend on August 10th between Virgin Radio Lebanon and Swim Initiative. There was a dive cleanup from the south to north of Lebanon, all along the Lebanese coast, in collaboration with 26 diving centers. I'm here with Lisa Sofian, the president of Swim Initiative, and Naji Shrabiya, the general manager of Virgin Radio, and a professional scuba diver of more than 30 years, and he worked with National Geographic. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Lisa, tell us about the day. Did you create a special kind of community, or what were the vibes between the people who came together to clean up the beaches of Lebanon?
Listen, the vibe was amazing, and the energy at its highest peak.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, throughout the years, we succeeded to create a swim community, a community of people on which we can rely like on human factors and not on financial support, you know?
Right. People who care.
They were with us all along these 4 years that we've been working to spread awareness. And on this day, because it was a big national day,
right,
so they all were ready to support us in every location we wanted to assign them to.
Mm-hmm.
So some of them, they took part in Mina Tripoli, some others in Amshid, and then in Biblos, and so many in Beirut.
Right.
You know, we had the community of people who were wholeheartedly working with us, whether organizing or picking up waste,
right,
the waste that other people threw on the street. You know, it's, I need to tell you, and I need to highlight about this factor, that yesterday, let's say in Beirut, after cleaning up for 2 hours with many volunteers who joined us from Red Cross, Volunteer Marathon, and so many other entities, it was spotless at a certain point.
Yeah. And did it stay spotless?
And then in the afternoon, someone who was hiking on the Rauche Street at Al Manara, he called me. He told me, unfortunately, you should see the state of the beach that you have cleaned in the morning.
Right.
So unfortunately, people are either ignorant or indifferent. Mm-hmm. They are not caring about the environment, and we want, together with Virgin Radio and our community, to raise this awareness and spread knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, knowledge creates...
knowledge is power.
Of course, it creates change. By knowing, you start to care. And when you care, you want to create a change in your community.
Right.
Together, we can make a big difference. Individually, we are one spot in the sea, but together we can be an ocean.
Absolutely.
We can create this ocean of change when we unite all together.
What is your message to people who throw garbage out the window or throw garbage in the sea? What would you say to someone who is listening right now?
Well, I would tell them, would you litter in your houses? Mm-hmm. Consider your country or your environment. The nature is like a second home for you. It's
right.
Your big home. Please take care of it. If you don't take care of it, our life would not sustain. Our lives depend on
our environment.
On the environment, you know. It's not endless. there will be a day that it will end, you know?
It will affect
us. And if we don't take good care, and all of us, we are like experiencing this global warming, the climate change, there is still time for us to make a change. I consider that maybe we are the first generation who are experiencing this climate change. And
right.
maybe the last one who can do a change.
Mm-hmm.
Please have environment in your heart and think of it as if it's something that it belongs to you.
Right.
If you take it in that way, I'm sure you're going to take a good care of it.
And I think it's also important for people to see visuals of life underwater. Is that correct, Naji?
I think the best they can do is visit Swim Initiative on Instagram or Virgin Radio Lebanon. There's a lot of personal stories. There's a lot of content highlighting what happened on the day, mm-hmm. highlighting how we've been taking care of different marine life. I personally take care of the turtles next to AUB.
That's amazing. They're so beautiful.
And once people see them, I think they might have a one-on-one relation in sense of, I'm doing damage to these, to this marine life.
Yeah.
Like we said earlier, you're not just damaging the marine life, you're damaging the sea for your own kids.
Exactly, to swim and enjoy.
Yeah, so environment is everything.
Right.
So teach your kids, firstly teach yourself, and then teach your kids that take care of the environment. Don't throw, garbage can be recycled, throw garbage in the waste bins. Don't just sit there and throw it in the sea and say, oh, it's not my problem.
Mm-hmm.
I know you personally, this is a personal issue for you. I know.
Yes.
You see,
when I'm in the car and I see someone throw garbage out the window, I start honking and I drive next to them and I give them like this really angry look, like, what are you doing?
We all do.
We all do that. Yeah. Thank you.
So we're working on a long documentary about what happened on August 10th.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That should be ready within a few days, as usual.
How can people watch it?
On Virgin, on Swim, and we'll be distributing it to various media.
Amazing.
But in the meantime, there's a lot of content they can see already on Swim and on Virgin, and it gives them a very good idea of what to do and how the day went.
And can you share the social media handles on how our listeners can view these amazing videos and stories?
Yes, of course. It's Swim Initiative on Instagram. It's www.swiminitiative.org on the website.
Right.
So and Virgin Radio Lebanon.
And Virgin Radio Lebanon.
And Virgin Radio Stars.
And Virgin Radio Stars LB.
Yeah.
I personally want to be to express my gratefulness. I personally want to express my gratefulness to all the diving centers who have wholeheartedly joined us on this day. That's why we, if it weren't for them, we couldn't have done this amazing initiative. So I really thank them from the heart. And also I thank my community and everyone who have joined forces with us to make this day possible.
Thank you, and best of luck with any future initiatives.